Exclusive, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Both U.S. Israel Facing Fight of Good versus Evil. By Joshua Klein on December 20, 2023. Both the United States and Israel are facing a fight of good versus evil. According to Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, who warned that both countries were at breaking points, and that Israel is hated because it shares America's values. Speaking to this year's Israel Heritage Foundation, IHF, post-Hanukkah event in New York City Sunday evening, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville was honored for his work on behalf of defending Israel and keeping America safe. At the event, organized and sponsored by the IHF, Sen. Tuberville told Breitbart News that the most important fact to consider in addressing the Israel-Palestinian conflict is that in the current reality there is no viable Palestinian entity that is looking to make peace with Israel. This administration is not interested in moving beyond the idea of the old and failed way of dealing with the real issues and getting to a real viable solution, he added. He also noted that retaining and building on our moral values was the only way our country has made it for 247 years. We can't continue down this way, in this country, without moral values, without our kids learning moral values, he said. The reason I got into this business was because of education. I saw what was happening to our moral values, with our kids, and not just in universities, but also in our high schools. Furthermore, he added, Israel has been trying to make it on their own for years and years, and people don't like them because they share our values. So we need to stand strong with Israel and strengthen our shared common values. And it will really take the right leadership, like Donald Trump, who has done it before and will do it again after 2024, he added. Addressing the attendees of the IHF event, the former college football coach warned that both the U.S. and the Jewish state are facing dire circumstances. Our country is in trouble, Israel is in trouble, and it's time to join teams to make sure we both survive, he said. Referring to Hamas's October 7 massacre, he said that only animals do what the Palestinian terrorists did that day. You do not treat people like that. It's not what we are here for. And I don't care where you come from or what education you have, something like that does not happen, he said. Since the attacks, he noted, Jews continue to face tough times everywhere. We've seen it in our universities. We've seen it here in New York City. We've seen it in Washington, D.C. We have Jewish people that can't leave their dorm rooms, that can't leave their homes, can't leave their apartment, he said. That's not what this country is about, he added. He described America's situation as having reached a breaking point. When you're $34 trillion in debt, and when you have the things going on in our country that's never going on before, we're at the breaking point. We've got to decide whether we want to win or not, he said. Same thing that's happened in a little place over in the Middle East called Israel, he added. It's time for Israel to win, because there is good versus evil. Addressing Israel's daily threats, with a small country surrounded by a billion people all over the Middle East that seek its destruction, Tuberville noted that we have hostages that are American citizens that are held in Gaza, we think. We hope they're still living hostages, you never know. And, of course, there's hostages that came from Israel, he said. Arguing that a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is never going to work, he warned that ultimately the Islamic Republic of Iran is the one pulling the trigger and stirring Middle East turmoil, with Russia right behind, and with China that's got more problems than we do. He then described former President Donald J. Trump as a reliable leader and a true supporter of the Jewish state, while expressing confusion over people of the Jewish faith that do not vote for a guy like Donald Trump. I don't understand it, he said. According to Tuberville, who currently serves as a member of the Senate Armed Service Committee, SASC, the upcoming presidential election will decide America's future and identity. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about America. It's about our way of life. It's about our moral values. It's about religion. It's about what you want your religion to be, he said. And that's so important, because the direction we're headed now with this administration is a one-way street, their way or the highway. I want a better America for my kids, grandkids, your kids, and the future. From education to crime, having the opportunity to do what you want to accomplish, he added. But we also want the same things for our allies, people like Israel, to have an opportunity to survive, to grow, to flourish, and to do away with evil that wants to take over the good. He also warned that our country is on the line, that there will not be another chance to save it. We're not going to have another chance to have the same country that most of us had the chance to grow up in, he said. We'll still have a country, but it's going to be something that we don't recognize from 5 or 10 years ago. It's not going to be there. This is a fight of good versus evil, not just in Israel, but also in this country, he added. I just hope we can make it another year, with what is happening at our borders. Under this administration, we've got 10,000 people coming a day. He also lamented the current lack of leadership in the United States. We don't have any leadership in this country right now. You can't win without leadership. We've got a president, I don't know what's wrong with him, giving Iran billions of dollars, and which pulled the sanctions off it, he said. In contrast, he noted, when Trump left office, Iran had only $4 billion in the bank, whereas today it has $100 billion because the Biden sanctions don't work. Speaking to Breitbart News at the event, Executive Director Rabbi David Katz described the importance of Senator Tuberville addressing the event, calling him a tremendous advocate for fairness for the nation of Israel and a champion for freedom for all Americans, pushing back against the dangers of anti-Semitism that has reared its ugly head in ways we have never seen before. IHF Executive Vice President Dr. Joseph Frager described Senator Tuberville as a great friend of Israel who sees reality very well. He is the type of leader that we need in America, the type of leader that we need in the world, he told Breitbart News. The more Senator Tubervilles we have, the better America is going to be. The better Israel is going to be, the better the world is going to be. It's very simple. The matter comes as U.S. President Joe Biden continues to push for the largely failed two-state solution for solving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, despite the recent October 7 massacre, the deadliest against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust, which saw the torture, rape, execution, and abduction of hundreds of Israeli civilians, and the overwhelming Palestinian support for it. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.